Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. As the legal wrangling over U.S. President Donald Trump's travel ban from several Muslim-majority countries continues, he promised in his weekly radio address that the country's immigration system will not be used as a tool to advance the cause of foreign terrorists.
My administration is committed to your security, which is why we will continue to fight to take all necessary and legal action to keep terrorists, radical and dangerous extremists, from ever entering our country. We will not allow our generous system of immigration to be turned against us as a tool for terrorism and truly bad people.
Trump's remarks came as his administration considers issuing a new executive order on immigration, possibly as early as Monday or Tuesday, after an appellate court unanimously ruled against reinstating his executive order, barring refugees and citizens from seven Muslim-majority countries from entering the U.S. The United States has blocked the appointment of a former Palestinian official to lead the United Nations political mission in Libya. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres plans to name the Western-educated economist Salam Fayyad to the position. Fayyad served as Prime Minister of the Palestinian Authority from 2007 to 2013 and was the authority's finance minister. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley says the U.S., in her words, is disappointed by the choice of Fayyad. An Afghan official say a suicide car bombing targeting a military vehicle killed at least seven people and wounded many others in the southern province of Helmand Saturday. The Taliban is claiming responsibility for the attack. The soldiers were collecting their salaries when the bomber's explosives-laden car hit their vehicle outside a bank. This is VOA News. Backed by